Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the MMG Limited second quarter production report teleconference. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Andrea Atell, General Manager, Corporate Affairs and Sustainability. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us. Today's call covers the operational performance of MMG sites for the second quarter of 2025, with our report released yesterday. I am joined by Mr. Zhaojing Ivo, our CEO, along with members of the Executive Committee. I will now hand over to Ivo, who will provide a brief overview of the quarter. The moderator will then facilitate your questions.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to share our second quarter performance with you. A really strong result with some impressive milestones. Let me begin with an update on our safety performance. I'm pleased to report a significant improvement in our total recordable injury frequency at 1.23, down from 2.40 in the first quarter. Our significant events with energy exchange frequency reduced to 0.49 from 1.08. These improvements reflect the focus and commitment of our teams to embedding critical controls and proactive safety practice across all sites. We must continue our journey towards a significant and ongoing safety and health improvement. On to our production results. Total copper output, including copper cathode and copper concentrate, increased significantly to just over 140,000 tons. This represents a 54% increase year-on-year, thanks to a strong performance across all three of our copper assets. Las Bambas set a new record by mining close to 22 million tons of ore. They delivered almost 115,000 tons of copper in concentrate, their second highest quarterly result on record. This excellent result was underpinned by improved ore grade and contributions from both the Ferrobamba and Chalcobamba peaks. These impressive milestones were achieved despite the challenge the teams faced towards the end of the quarter with intermittent road blockades on the southern road corridor. They were part of nationwide protests by informal miners regarding the scheduled end of the Reinfo program. We continue to maintain production at Las Bambas, and with the roadblock is now cleared, stockpile concentrate is leaving site progressively. I'm pleased to share that Kingsville and Comacao both delivered a solid double-digit growth at 19 and 28% respectively. It's worth noting that Kingsville's performance was considered by regional power instability, which affected several other copper producers. In response, we're adding 12 megawatts of diesel generation capacity to help stabilize supply and support future throughput. The ramp-up of Kingsville expansion project continues, with copper recovery at the sulfide concentrator exceeding 75% in June, while the calcium conversion rate of the roaster achieved 88%. At Comacao, planning for the 130-ton per annum expansion continues to progress. A feasibility study is underway, with early work to establish infrastructure and personnel recruitment also having started. As part of recently awarded five-year contract, JCHX Mining is now on site, with mobilization having gone smoothly. Moving to zinc, total production for the quarter was just over 56,000 tons, a 12% increase compared to the same period last year. Dugu River produced over 43,000 tons, a 26% increase year-on-year. This reflects a recovery from unplanned maintenance and weather-related disruption earlier in the year, and was supported by strong ore grades and continued improvements in mill performance. At Rosebery, zinc production declined by 20% compared to the second quarter of 2024. This was largely due to lower grades associated with mining sequence and challenges related to equipment reliability. Despite this, zinc equivalent production remained strong at nearly 30,000 tons, reflecting continued value from byproduct metals. As a team, we are focused on delivering our production and cost targets for 2025. At Las Bambas and Rosebery, we have favorably adjusted the C1 cost range to reflect improved byproduct credits and strong market conditions. With the improved profitability of the Las Bambas mine, I'm pleased to announce that the mine distributed dividends to MMG and its joint venture shareholders for the first time in the second quarter. This marks the first dividend payment from Las Bambas since its acquisition in 2014, representing a significant milestone in shareholder value creation. Additionally, Khoemacau made an early repayment of $500 million on its acquisition facility. This was funded through equity contribution from MMG and our joint venture partner, supported by the dividend distribution from Las Bambas. I would also like to congratulate Mr. Chen Xuesong on his appointment as the interim president of Las Bambas. We worked closely together during my time in Peru, and with his extensive mining background, I know he would do a great job at learning our local team and maximizing the site's potential. Our ambition to become a top 10 global copper producer is within reach, and we're well positioned to achieve this through operational excellence, disciplined capital allocation, and a continued commitment to responsible mining. Across our portfolio, we're proud to be making a positive impact by driving local employment and enabling social development, whilst at the same time supplying the critical materials, minerals needed for low carbon future. As we've progressed the integration of Nickel Brazil, we remain confident in the long-term value it will bring to our portfolio and growth outlook. And just before we close, I wanted to acknowledge our recent positive profits alert, where we announced an expected net profit after tax attributable to equity holders for the half year ended June 30, 2025, of approximately $340 million. More details to be shared at the interim results presentation on August the 13th. I hope you will join us. On behalf of MMG's executive committee, I would like to sincerely thank our team for their efforts and commitment to safe operations. It's been a really pleasing performance, and I look forward to building on this result as we close out the year. My colleagues and I are now happy to take your questions. I will hand back to the moderator.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Jimmy Feng with Citi. Please go ahead.
Thanks, management, for the sharing and congratulate on a strong second quarter production report and also a strong first half profit alert. So I have several questions. Let me ask one by one. First is for the Las Bambas output. The first half output is very strong at more than 200 kT. Well, I noticed that you keep the full year guidance at 360 to 400 kT. Want to check if there is no roadblock in Las Bambas in the second half, would the full year output higher than the guidance? Or according to the mining sequence in the second half, the output would be lower than first half as planned? This is my first question. Thanks.
Okay, I will give a quick answer. So if there are no disruptions in the second half of the year, mainly talking about the external factors, and I think 2025 production can exceed 400,000 tons, implying about 200,000 tons being produced in the second half of the year. But as you know, just we're so close to the election year, which will be the next year in Peru, and recently there are a lot of informal mining activities trying to express their political requests. So we are right now having a lot of challenges from all these political factors could be probably interrupt the transportation of the of all the materials and concentrates. So this is what our main concerns from our side. But without all of these external factors, we still try to achieve our maximum production on the target of the year as 400,000 tons. And do you have something? Okay. I hope this can answer your question, Jimmy.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. Very clear. And my second question is also related to the last time bus. It's mainly for the C1 cost. I know that the first quarter C1 cost was very low at 1.26. And I also see that you lowered the guidance, very happy to see, but the guidance is still higher than the first quarter. I'm just wondering what's the potential reason for a higher C1 cost in the second half? Is that also because of the potential disruptions in Las Bambas? So if there is no disruption, how should we expect the C1 cost? This is my second question. Thanks.
Okay, I'll answer the question first. Just as I mentioned, if there's no disruptions on the production in the second half, we expect just the C1 cost can approach the lower end of the range. But as you know, just we have a lot of external challenges which can make the C1 cost higher. Taking one example with all the logistics, probably we would have more standby expenses. That could be one of the big costs we will have. And additionally, probably we have also other expenses. For example, the social expenses. Because as you know, just normally we have the first half of the year as the planning, as the designing, and for the social expenses. And normally the second half of the year we have more expenses for the social parts. Just take an example. So normally just the second half of the year we have a higher C1 cost, but we will try to just maintain at the end of the range.
Got it. Thank you. And my third question, last question is about the Kinsuri. I know that there was an unstable power supply. I know the Kinsuri is also in the ramping up. So what's the outlook for the power supply? Would that disrupt the Kinsuri from reaching the full capacity, and what's the solution or the outlook for the power supply? Thanks.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. This is Nan here. The power supply is definitely the area we pay a lot of attention. You know, we're working closely with SNEL, the local power supplier, to make sure our supply is stabilized. But this one is a nationwide, you know, power instability. So we do get impacted, you know, frequently at this stage. So we'll work again, you know, going forward, you know, all these trips and then power outages will impact our ramp up, our production. But by minimizing that, we have acquired additional 12 megawatts diesel generators, just try to pick up the shortfalls. So with the existing diesel generators and then the new one coming later on this year, that will give us, you know, additional backups. So we still work very hard, you know, combine the diesel and then a local grid and then to secure our production going forward.
Sure, sure. Thanks. Thanks, management, for the answer. That's very clear. And I have no further questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Lawrence Law with BOCI. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I also have quite a few questions. First of all, again, about Las Bambas, I just want to confirm that you have a very high ore grade in second quarter, and the management just said that if we have no disruption, the second half production will be strong. So are you implying that the ore grade will still be high in the second half? And second question about Kinsevere. I noticed that actually in the first half, you you actually mill much more ore than you mined. So I just wonder, are you milling third-party ore, or there's some inventory carryover? And also, I noticed that you have sales of cobalt in the second quarter. But I understand that the government of the DRC actually suspended export of cobalt in late February. So I just wonder, how can this happen? And finally, about the Khoemacau, I noticed that you changed the mining contractor. So will it result in lower cost for the mine in the future? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go with the first one with Bambas. And as you mentioned, just so actually right now we have two pits, Ferrobamba and Chalcobamba. And obviously Chalcobamba has higher ore grade. And what we're trying to do is to make a blending between all of this to make sure that all the inputs for the plant has a very stable grade. So we try to maintain a reasonable ore grade just to feed the plant to make sure that we achieve the target as 200,000 tons in the second half of the year. Okay, so this is what we do right now. Let's go for the next question. Is I'm sorry to say.
All grade.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. Did I answer your question, Lawrence? I'm sorry.
Yeah. About Las Bambas. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Lawrence. This is Man here. I'll address the question on Kinsevere and KCM, Khoemacau. For Kinsevere first half, we did milled more than mined. Majority of the contribution, the ore contribution, is from our ore stockpiles. You know, we have a large sulfide stockpiles and then some sort of low-grade oxide stockpiles. And then together combined, we have some small third-party ores, you know, in the blend. But the large portion is our stockpile, is from our stockpiles. In terms of the sale of cobalt, in Q2, that was the cobalt en route. You know, so after the government ban, you know, there was no more sales. Yeah. And then going on to the question on Khoemacau, by changing to JCHX, that was going through a competitive tendering process. By reviewing the competitive results, so we picked the JCHX. So at this stage, I'm not in a position to actually disclose the detail of the contract. But I can say, you know, the new contractor will definitely bring value to KCM. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Chris Hsu with Bailey Asney Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, management team. I've got two questions. The first one is regarding Las Bambas. So could you compare the recent roadblocks by the informal miners? I mean, how do they, you know, differ from those, you know, previous community unrest or, you know, to any extent, are they similar? That's my first question. Thank you.
Okay. Related to the roadblocks, I think,
it's compared to Las Bambas, as most of you know, we suffered quite a lot of road blockades in the previous, I don't know, 10 years almost. And since 2022, when I first arrived there, actually it was quite challenging. I mean, all the communities. We take a lot of efforts to implementing the new social strategy, which is the heart of Las Bambas. We really engaged a lot with the communities. So right now, I think the risk with all the communities around Las Bambas is quite low. And we have to maintain a very healthy relationship with all the communities around Las Bambas. But this time it's a little different because the road blockades was raised by the old informal mining activities. And all of them not only blocked the roads in the southern road corridor, but also in big cities. Take the second biggest city in Peru, in the south part, which is Arequipa, and also Nazca, which caused all the city more than 170 kilometers road blockade. And so it's an almost nationwide road blockade. A lot of mining companies have been affected. And the good thing is the operation of Las Bambas has never been suspended. We have full operational since now. So until now, so obviously we have been interrupted 2 weeks of the transportation of the concentrate, copper concentrate. And after the government set up a dialogue table with the informal mining, and they had agreement, and they are trying right now into another period to analyze a possible alternative to how to solve the problem with the informal mining activities. I think right now, just for Las Bambas, the more focus is how we can operate normally with all the mines we have and trying to maintain also this good relationship with the communities. So compared to the previous road blockades, this one, first, it's not against Las Bambas. It's nationwide. It's within the government. And the second, I think the government also had a lot of effort to sit down, talk with the communities, with all the informal miners, and they try to just sign an agreement. And we need to wait another law, probably it's called MAPE in Peru, and it could be have a solution for all the informal miners. So this is the major difference between the other road blockades. I hope this can answer your question.
Yes, thank you very much for the very detailed answer. And the second question is, you mentioned nickel Brazil before, so can I just check the expected completion time is still within the third quarter of this year? And in terms of the financial contribution, would it only be consolidated, you know, from that completion date onward, or would it be kind of like backdated to the previous, the beginning of the year or maybe some other date? Thank you.
Okay, I will give a quick answer, and probably Sandra can help me with that, because so far we didn't complete all the acquisition of Nickel Brazil, so we cannot comment about all the value of the assets. And Sandra, do you have some updates related to the acquisition of Nickel Brazil?
Hi Chris, this is Sandra. So we are still going through the regulatory approvals for this acquisition. We still expect that we can close the deal by end of the year. In terms of the consolidation, I believe that we can only consolidate the financials post-acquisition.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Miriam Chan with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks, management team, for your time. I have a few questions. So first of all, the first question is a follow-up on the Las Bambas. So understanding from your announcement that, and also you mentioned that the previous role board in the end June was around 2 weeks, and right now you have increased the number of trucks in order to increase the transportation. So I just want to ask about the sales volume. If we assume no further roadblock, will this the event in the past 2 weeks affect the sales volume in third quarter? And then and a second sub question on the response is that how do you evaluate the upcoming risk? You also share some already, but under what circumstances would you decide to lower the production volume to the lower end of your guidance? Thank you. I want to see if there is more visibility on this event. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Maryam. This is Nan here. Yeah, I'll answer your question. On the two, the first of all about the sale volume, you know, obviously we focus on, you know, transportation and then maximize our transport capacity as soon as the road is remain open. So our intention is once the road opened up, and then we'll quickly use all our capacity to draw down the stock from site and then make the sale. So that's definitely our intention going forward. And then in terms of your second question, you know, H2, you know, I think Ivo, our CEO, already commented on that earlier. You know, in terms of the, if no external factors and impacts, we definitely plan to achieve the top end of our guidance. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Second question on the capital management. As I also see that Las Bambas has distributed its first dividend to MMG. So on an MMG perspective, I want to check what's your latest guidance on your CapEx and then your gearing ratio target, and also if there's any possibility in the future to distribute a dividend.
Thank you, Marianne. Can I suggest that at this point of the moment, we don't touch base on more detailed financial data. I will write down this question. I will address this once we disclose our interim report. Let's talk about topic in the next conference. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. So my final question is on the copper price. Do you have any view on the outlook of the copper price in the second half? Thank you.
Okay. It's a too big question, actually. Yeah, as all the mine producers, copper producers, we always hope the pricing is going up. But actually, you know, just it depends on more the macro economy. So, I'm sorry, just we cannot give a really concrete answer to that. Sorry.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for your answer. So that's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from Hagen Barman with Mercury RC. Please go ahead.
Good morning. First of all, congratulations on a fantastic result for the quarter. I just had a question regarding the additional cash flows that are resulting from this. How do you intend to utilize that? Is that paying down debt or expansion of existing assets, further acquisitions?
Thank you, Hagen. In current copper market and with our good production, yes, MMG has generated very good cash flow in the first half. But we will consider our operation plan and also our growth plan to consolidate how we better utilize our cash flow. As we have disclosed that in the first half, Las Bambas has already started the dividend distribution to the MMG Limited, but we will we will organize our other assets, like Australian assets, also to consider how we can better use our cash flow generated from the operation sites to support MMG Group in general. So this will come into more detailed disclosement after our interim report. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Sam Roy with FactSet. Please go ahead. Pardon me, Sam, your line is now live. Please ask your question. Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Ivo for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much. And I hope just we have the next meeting to see after the interim report, and probably we can catch up later if you have further questions. And if any questions, you can contact our general manager, Andrew Attell, and for further questions. Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.